Hey folks, Riley and Garrett here with Command Z. It's been a while, but I hope you don't think we've disappeared off the face of the earth. We've just been working on the next thing to present to you all, which is the Radical Undoing 101 course, of which we have a sample to present you with this dark and stormy evening, or whatever it is where you are right now. We're not going to talk too long. Basically, what we've got here is, and before I blab, say hello, Garrett.
Hey there, everybody. It's been a long time, but it'll be worth the wait.
So now you know I'm not just making this up by myself.
All right. No, we're making it up together.
Actually, you're just making it up right now. Neither of us really exist. It's all a figment of your imagination, so, you know.
But imagine how that would make us feel to have to admit.
Yeah, but your imagination is about to do something really cool. And that is, your imagination is about to give you a podcast that is made up entirely of content from the Radical Undoing 101 course, brought to you live. Well, not entirely live. All right, so what we're giving you here is a glimpse of what's inside the Radical Undoing 101 course. You can check out the video for the course on our site, radicalundoing.com, a beautiful video done by one of our Inner Circle members. Thank you, Arturo. And you can also check out the coming details on the site itself, which you can click in a very conspicuous place on the Alterati page where you are right now, probably. But just to give you a little bit of an overview of what this course is, this is an introduction to the work to a general audience. It's a comprehensive course, and it's a multimedia course, and it's an interactive course.
Yeah, it's experiential. That's one of the main things, is it... It's kind of, we're using words and videos and PDFs and forums and every structure we have available to us to be able to create an experience, you know what I mean? In a series of experiences that by very definition and design will be uniquely your own, and the discoveries you make while you undergo each experience within it will be uniquely your own. They all have that in common. Every exercise in there is that it has specifically to do with you and your own body, your tensions, your interests, your habits, your awareness.
And we can't say this enough. It ain't about us. It's about you. It's about your experience here. We just happen to be people who have done this work for a long time. All right. Case closed on that count. This particular course is something that we designed over a long period of time. We spent a lot of time and consulted with a lot of people in the work on this to present people with something far-reaching, accessible, et cetera, et cetera. PDFs, written content, video demonstrations, audio discussions, places in the forum where you can post questions, start your own discussion topics, and get a response, etc. The complete experience. All right? Well, what we thought we'd let you all in on now, since this is an audio experience, the podcast itself, is give you a sense of what some of the audio discussions in the course are. Now, the audio discussions are not instructional. We leave that to the videos because, after all, videos are a far better instructional mode than audio because we get to demonstrate things and we get to have FaceTime with you all, all right? The audio is essentially a discussion about whatever part of the course we're discussing to help you go deeper into it and get a deeper insight out of it.
Yeah, so there's some things you can look for in the intro, which are how to how to approach what's about to go on in your life, in relation to the course, how to approach the exercises, and how to approach the reactions you get or the data you get from your world, whatever you want to call it, from other people, from your experiences you create while you're doing it. That's what we're describing in the introduction MP3. It's just how to get yourself ready to dive in to what's going to happen next and to set a certain foundation so that it makes it easy for you to take the next step and then to flow with the process, your own experience.
Indeed. And spoiler alert, there are four parts of the course. And in each four parts, there are every single one of the multimedia elements. There's also an introduction portion to the course from which this audio is taken. So it doesn't deal specifically concretely with any of the actual movements of the course content. As Garrett says, this is the preparation, the introduction to the entire thing. So what you're about to hear is what you would hear and hopefully will hear if you sign up, register for the Radical Undoing 101 course before getting into the real meat of the process. It's us waxing poetic about what's to come. Okay? Hopefully it's enough to give you a little bit of a taste of what's in the course, and there's plenty more available to fill you in on what's going to be there for you if you follow up on it, and we leave it to your own devices to do so. We've left a nice little trail of breadcrumbs for you. And with that said, we will leave you to Riley and Garrett from a different time discussing Introduction to Radical Undoing 101, The Way Out is the Way Through. Hey, folks, welcome to Radical Undoing 101. This is Riley Holland.
And this is Garrett Don.
So welcome to the first audio portion of your multimedia course here. For the introduction section, we're basically just going to be talking about some of the basic principles of undoing, a little bit about the course overview. We'll get more into the nitty-gritty once you jump into part one here. But the introduction section is just an opportunity to sort of get a sense of what we're going to be looking at here, a little bit of a sense of who we are, who will be guiding you through this experience that you've created for yourself here in your own reality, and to sort of kick back for a second before going full on into Radical Undoing 101. So let's start out just by getting a little bit of a sense for people who are new here, especially, of what is this work really all about?
Well, Radical Undoing, which is the primary work that we're putting out in courses and sort of the core of Command Z, it's a way of getting back to yourself. It's a way of removing blinders that keep you from experiencing you as you are, instead of the you in your mind or the ideas of yourself. It's a way of getting rid of influences on how you think and how you act and how you live your life. So really, again, it's a way of getting back to square one with yourself and your perception so that you have a fresh outlook. And not just a fresh outlook when you finish this course, but a fresh outlook every day, a fresh outlook whenever you choose. And what benefits will a fresh outlook give you? Well, you'll be able to know what you want. You'll be able to know what to do in any given situation you find yourself in. And most importantly, you won't be a victim of your circumstances, no matter what those circumstances are. And that might be the primary important point to hammer home is we hope to induce a shift from the mindset and belief system where you are constantly a victim of everything that happens to you and everything that has happened to you in your life. And instead, you are in charge of your life and you're in the flow of your life, and you no longer have to see yourself or experience yourself as a victim. And instead, you're more like a sailor. You're more like someone who's navigating through unknown territory. And that's an important point as well. We think we know everything. We look at a globe and we look at names of countries and look at maps and think, well, it's all been mapped out. It's all done. Now I just go find a route and hop on the train and just stay on it until I die, and they'll throw me off. That's a path available if you want to take it. It's pretty, I don't want to call it easy, but it's easy in the sense that you don't really have to use your mind at all. You can just kind of let life hammer away at you until you fall back into dust, and you know, maybe that's fine. But if you're taking this course, you probably have decided that's not for you. You either got thrown off the train or you jumped off, and now you're wondering what the hell to do next.
Yeah, the idea of getting back to square one is an important one, and not to be taken for granted. We all are filled with a lot of nonsense, and it really can't be any other way. The ways that our bodies and brains evolve, our early helplessness, the ways that our brains learn, the evolutionary structure of our brains, our vulnerability to cultural conditioning, so on and so forth, essentially demand that we are filled up with a lot of involuntary nonsense for a lot of the early parts of our lives. Now, we should be able to throw that off by the time that we're adults, but we don't. And there are reasons for this, and we talk about those elsewhere in the course. But the idea here is that wherever you are in your life, whenever you figure out that you're not at square one, that you may have always thought you were at square one, that you had a sort of a clear view of what was going on and that you can make decisions and set goals for yourself, you're not at square one. You are the product of your biology, your culture, so on, so forth, your personal history. All of this stuff has defined you. And you realize the first step is to undefine you before, and then you can start thinking about what are my goals? What do I really want? But first to drain off, to decontaminate, to outgrow. And this isn't something that's a problem, really. It's the way that evolution works. When you're a fetus in the womb, you go through all of the earlier stages of life on Earth. And for a while, you have a tail like a reptile and webbed fingers. But what happens in the womb is not that your fingers of the webbed hand just grow into a human hand. What happens is that the reptilian structure actually dies. It gets undone. And the cells dissolve back into the amniotic fluid. So this is the evolutionary process. There's nothing wrong with it. Growth means undoing limitations. That's just the way it is. And this work takes that whole process a step further, and again into unknown territory.
Right, and unknown territory is essentially, you follow this long enough, unknown territory is where you are going to locate yourself and your life from then on. It's life and you and your role in it aren't something that you can conceptualize into an idea and then have an understanding of. That's not possible. For all intents and purposes, you don't exist. And when I say that, what I mean is all those ideas you have about yourself and all the ideas other people have about you, none of those amount really to anything besides phantoms, just mental phantoms. Now, something I wanted to get into here, the course is called, it's Radicalon Doing 101, so obviously it's a beginning of something. And then the subtitle is The Way Out is the Way Through. And so that's an interesting point, is that this course is all about expanding, strengthening yourself, becoming more in charge of yourself, but with the ultimate goal of being in charge enough of yourself and aware and mindful enough of yourself that then you can let go and trust the process of life. And we're going to deal with that more in a separate course. So the point right now to keep in mind is this is all about expansion, all about gaining in power and gaining an appreciation of yourself and of life and all your experiences, everything that's happened up to now, developing a deep and authentic appreciation for all of it. Not a, oh, I guess those hard times made me stronger, but looking back and going, damn, that was awesome. That was fucking amazing. To look at your life and realize how amazing it actually is, no matter what has happened to you. Now, we have this whole culture where we have the movie stars and all these ideas about these great people and all this. And that's fine. You can admire other people and everything. But often what happens is we end up feeling small and weak. And then we compare ourselves to each other and them and always find ourselves wanting. And we can't even live up to our own ideas of who we think we are. If you make a list of who you think you are, you're probably, when you're writing that list, you're going to, you know, kind of unconsciously forget about things you did that you didn't like and then put the things that you did like. So even your list of who you think you are is actually just you describing who you'd like to be. So we can get rid of all that and then feel real strength, feel real power in you, not some idea you have, you know, you don't have to be a movie star to feel great about your life. You can look back and go, wow, this is amazing that I'm even alive. Actually, that I have legs and arms and this whole body thing going on and perception. And to actually look at that with a certain degree of amazement and awe that you even exist at all. And then from there, to expand your ideas of who you are, first getting rid of the ideas of who you think you are, and then from there expanding your sense of who and what you are in the world.
And another important element of this subtitle of the course, The Way Out is the Way Through, and this is really important in the 101 sense of something you gotta get from the beginning, is that if we imagine going back to the idea that we need to undo structures in order to move forward, well, what very often happens, and you see this everywhere, you see it all over the New Age market and the self-development market and all of these other things, is that you have people who come into contact with their own limitations in some way, and they realize how full of shit they are in some sense, however superficial or however deep, and their response to it is, try to get away from that. That makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't like thinking about myself that way. I want to get away from it. Well, what happens when you just try to get away from it? You start fooling yourself. What's the easiest fix? Forget about it. Try to forget about it. Cover over this realization with some sort of identity construct or some sort of, now I do yoga. Now I am a Tai Chi master. There's nothing wrong with those practices, okay? But there's an identity construct that gets built on top of them. Well, now I'm a seduction expert. Now I'm a this. Now I'm a that. And really, all we do is build another false personality on top of the false personality that causes so much anxiety. See, it's like you have a rotten house, and instead of tearing down the rotten house and building another one, you try to build a house on top of the rotten house. It doesn't work, and you see it failing all the time. And people are always reaching for something else because they all are reacting to the situation as though the way out is the way away from. No. That ain't how it works. That's not how it works in reality. If you want to face the facts, if you want to move through those limitations, and again, remember, it's not just you, it's everybody, you have to go through it. It's the only way. It's the only way. But here's the catch, or here's the good news, I should say. Once you're through it, you're through it. And you don't need all of that other stuff anymore. The part of you that made you think that you needed to be all these particular ways just isn't there anymore. And in its place is who you really are. What you had an intuition of all along. What you saw. What you projected into artists that you admire or writers that you admire, whoever it is you admire, you projected it onto them, then you can realize that's really you. You take it back and you start living your own story.
Yes, yes. So not to overload you with a bunch of expectations for yourself in the course, but just to let you know that a lot will happen, and the results you'll get from going through and doing every single exercise, every single adventure, every single writing project throughout the course, it'll have long-lasting effects. It'll affect you for the rest of your life. This isn't just learn marketing 101, which, you know, that could have long-lasting effects too, but not on the same level. So this isn't just learn a few poses and, you know, go watch some hot-looking bodies at the yoga class. This isn't, I'm doing yoga every day. I'm meditating every day. I'm going through personal development books and courses. So one day I'll be that person I want to be. And what we're doing instead is crushing and actually destroying those notions that first, that that's even possible, which it's not. And then second, that you already are the person, you know what I mean? You already are, the person you need to be, so to speak, by virtue of having life and having perception. That's enough right there. There doesn't need to be thoughts about it. There doesn't need to be ideas about it. You don't need to weigh it on a scale and say, well, it came up lacking. You know, I only was born 75% of me. Got to find that 25% out there. I know it's out there somewhere. And so again, this is, we're going to reiterate this point a lot in the rest of the audios for this, but that this course won't add anything to you. Now that can be a little disappointing to think about at first. Oh, well, I'm not going to get superpowers, or I'm not going to get this or that, but it won't add anything. What it'll do is take away all the stuff that's preventing you from being fully alive.
That's right. It won't add to you, but it'll take away from the things that are preventing you from adding to you. What will fill in the space is you. It's all about you. It's not about us. It's about you. It's about what happens when you do the exercises.
And it might feel a little uncomfortable for you to notice, and you may not have noticed it if I didn't bring it up here, but that we don't have a system to offer you. We don't have a path to follow. There's some of the things that we do, that skill sets that build upon themselves, or things you can accomplish that you'll need to do some precursors or prerequisites to understand. But really, yeah, it's all here. You'll be able to go through these step by step, and there's no system for you to hold on to. That's the thing. Each exercise, each repetition of the physical exercises, each written exercise, each of them is an experience unto itself, free of dogma, free of any kind of judgment, free of any kind of systematic belief, free of assumptions, really. The idea is you do the work and you get your results, and then you move forward from there. And every step is a step forward.
Definitely. And we do have a structure, of course, that we've created that we feel will be something that will maximize the effects. You see, it's a practical thing, similar to how you have a structure to any sort of course that you're learning from. The distinction is that there's not a belief system, there's not a dogma, there's not an end point. There's not a Kool-Aid you have to drink. Unless you want to. Is it a Keezy Kool-Aid or is it a Jones Kool-Aid? That's always the important question, isn't it?
Right. Well, I just avoid Kool-Aid altogether. Yeah.
That's the safe way. Well, let me tell you this. You mentioned the self-improvement stuff, and it brought back, hopefully, what will be a very didactic and cutting anecdote. And an important one to keep in mind as you swan dive into this course that will demand that you do things. I, right out of college, 21 years old, temp job, terrible, terrible temp job, data entry. If you don't know what that is, it's basically what it sounds like. You look at things on paper and then you type them into the computer. You're entering data. Didn't stay for very long because it made me want to shoot my face off, and I went on to greater things. But, you know, we all have to pay our dues in whatever way. Anyway, guy I worked with from the temp agency, probably in his mid to late 30s, and he was crazy about self-improvement, and he had all the cassettes, and yes, they were cassettes. He had the Walkman on during work. He drove me home one day and he was telling me all about it. His car was filled with these things from the library, from the bookstore. All the time, he was listening to people tell him how to improve himself. But this guy was so dysfunctional on the job, on the data entry job. And he tried to make things much more complicated than they were to validate himself somehow. Anyway, they let him go before too long. A guy with the most experience in self-improvement could not hold down a data entry job. I learned a little something through that, and hopefully you'll learn a little something about that too. You can't just listen to the cassette, folks. It's about you. It's about what you do. Take on this course. Take on these exercises. It'll crack you open. You'll be a different person when it's over than when you started. Think about it. Dream about it. Talk about it. Well, you'll be the same person, except you'll be a little bit closer to death.
Yeah. The cool thing about this Radiclone Doing 101 course is we don't require that you understand a bunch of stuff, that you gain a bunch more knowledge and learn, and you have to take notes on this point and remember that point and all that. It's just simple and easy. You go through. When you're doing an exercise, you focus on that exercise. When you're doing a written exercise, then you just do that written exercise. You don't worry about the one you did before. You don't worry about what you're going to do next. You just focus on that one till you're done to your satisfaction. So you dive in completely to each thing in the course and take it as a new and individual experience and let the rest just happen. It's not like, okay, in chapter one, you must accomplish this. In chapter two, you must accomplish that. By chapter three, you're going to have to know this, you know, that kind of thing. It's really do each thing as fully and as authentically as you possibly can. Do it till you feel satisfied with it. Then drop it. Save your results for later. Do the next one. Do the next one. Do the next one. And then there's a point where you're going to review the stuff and kind of digest it a little further. And then by the end, review everything, digest it that much further, then let it go and just watch what happens in your life and watch how you operate. And you'll know a lot more at that point about what you want to do and actually about what you don't want to do And that's a really interesting point. You might start to notice that some of this stuff, it'll be hard to tell at first when the results are occurring, what's actually going on. But you might notice situations that you've been tolerating up to now, which might be your whole life. Okay, so I want you to be prepared for this because it can be a shocking realization. But if you've been just tolerating everything in your life, it's going to become intolerable as you become more aware. So as you become more aware of a job that you've just been tolerating for a few years, you will suddenly find it excruciating to keep on going to that.
And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. That's where the fuel comes from. Yes. Going to break the cycle. The cycle goes like this. You can relate it to the pain cycle, which massage therapists are very familiar with. So you have an injury or some kind of a muscle injury of some sort, and then the body adapts. So you feel pain at first, then the body adapts and stretches or pulls you in one direction or another, even if it's slight, in order to avoid the pain. And then if the pain comes up again, the body just twists a little more and avoids the pain, so that eventually there's a chronic bit of tension there, and it's just in a cycle over and over and over, so that you don't notice it any longer. And so what we're doing with this process is interrupting the cycle where you've just been, okay, I'll just put up with this a little longer. I'll just tolerate this in my life. I'll make this compromise. I'll make that compromise. And suddenly you're kind of operating on autopilot, just going through your life, which has become an entire compromise. And so we're going to interrupt that process and reveal where you've been ignoring what's going on, reveal where the pain is. And that's going to require a lot of attention and awareness on your part. But all the exercises will help. They'll help both to help. The exercises will help you see more clearly what's actually going on and feel it. But they'll also help you to take it in stride. They'll help you to laugh it off. And they'll help you to embrace your life as it is, and however it might be, with a hearty belly laugh, you know, in a clap on the back kind of sense.
We're all aware of people in situations where they've been just going along with a sleeping life, zombified, sleepwalking life, and then something shocking happens to them. They almost die, they lose a loved one. Something happens, and all of a sudden they change their life. Well, you don't have to wait for that. That's part of the point, too. These exercises will administer that type of shock that interrupts the cycle that Garrett's talking about without just having to wait around and hope that it happens to you all at once, which will probably be overwhelming too much, and you change your life for 2 weeks, and then you're back to normal. This is taking that process into your own hands. So you do it in a way that is deliberate, and you do it in a way that it's a little bit at a time so that you can assimilate it and change permanently rather than change a lot for a little bit of time and then you yo-yo right back to normal.
Yeah, you've got to get out of your orbit. Get out of orbit. Basically, we're like a, could think of yourself like a planet that's just circling around this giant ball of bullshit. Huh. And just adhering to that all the time. Everything revolves around this giant ball of bullshit. Your entire life just revolves and revolves and revolves around it year after year after year. And that ball of bullshit is composed of all the ideas you have about yourself, about other people, about the world, about the universe, about everything. All these ideas and all these assumptions and all these beliefs, and almost none of them have you ever worked out on your own. They've just been handed to you, and you pretty much accepted them without even noticing it happening. And they just piled up and piled up and piled up until they attained this giant mass and gravitational pull, just enough to keep you circling around it over and over and over. And you imagine you're just imagine yourself just walking around in circles around a giant pile of dog shit. And you think that's all there is. That's your entire life. That's all that there is. And then suddenly one day, instead of staring into the center at that pile of dog shit, which could be likened to staring at your own past constantly and taking that to be who you are, you look up and you realize, and you're probably sunken like 3 feet into a ditch that you've dug from walking around it so long, but you look around and suddenly you realize there's this entire huge universe for you to explore. And all you ever thought there was this pile of dog shit that you walk around and around and around. So that should give you a sense of how things might look as you start to go through this course. Basically, you'll start looking up and realizing what you've been doing. And that can be horrifying and everything, but it doesn't have to be. If you remember this right now, it doesn't have to be horrifying. It can be amazing to go, oh, shit, look what I was doing, and just laugh at it. Just go, that was hilarious that I ever thought that way about life. And then from there, just walk away and go find out what the hell's actually going on. And I'll tell you this, no one actually knows what the hell's going on, and the only one who can find out is you.
Now, the flip side of that is that it's totally possible to wander around in circles around that dog shit pile for your entire life, cradle to grave, if you allow yourself to. If you allow yourself to keep doing that. There's not going to be a Prince Charming. There's not going to be a UFO. There's not going to be a lottery winning coming from out of nowhere that you can count on to wake you up from that.
Y2K might still happen. We can hold out hope.
It could still happen. It could still happen. Might be a little late because of Y2K complications. Y2K wasn't here on time. The Mayan calendar, you know. Yeah, just keep pushing it out forward. It's to just soon but not yet things will happen that will be great. Right?
We'll all walk away from the giant pile of dog shit at the same time. So we'll wait for everyone else to join in.
Yeah, another instance of the way out is the way away from. That's another instance of that.
You have to step in the pile of shit. No. So the metaphor falls apart, okay? But you get what we're saying.
Because it's only a metaphor, whoa. But seriously, countless people spend their entire lives walking around that pile of dog shit, and that's it. They wasted potential. Wasted possibilities. And that's a whole person's life. Don't let that happen to you. Here's an opportunity to really dig in and make something happen. Don't waste the opportunity. Whatever circumstances brought you here to this course, it may not happen again. You already bought the thing if you're listening to this, so, you know, we're not trying to sell you. We're just trying to make sure that you actually get everything out of it that you can by dedicating yourself to the actual work. And we know that's hard to do. We keep saying it because not because you're an asshole. We keep saying it because we know that it's the nature of being human, that it's hard to actually follow through on what we claim that we want. And there are specific reasons for that. So continue to challenge yourself.
Yes. Yeah, one way you can do this is just do one thing from the course a day. Just one. Every single day, just do one thing. Whether it's a physical exercise, a written one, an adventure. If you find one you really like, go do it a bunch of times. If you find one you're really afraid of, go do it a bunch of times. Watch what happens. But really, just do one thing at a time. Focus on it. Try to enjoy it. Get as much out of it as you can. And if you, so Saturday comes and you end up having a barbecue and you get to hang out with your loved ones and your best friends and things like that, and you don't come to the course that day, well, don't worry about that, you know. And the next day you get up and then maybe Sunday you recovering from that great Saturday and you still, you don't return to it that Sunday. Well, what often happens then is, oh, I messed up on the course, so I'm done with it. No, what happened there was you won. You had an awesome weekend. You win. And then you go on Monday and you go, I'm going to go back and start doing that course again. You never stopped. You never failed. There's no failure with this course. There's just, pick it back up again and keep going. So even if there's a couple weeks or a little bit of time between, don't be hard on yourself. Just keep going with it. you know, pick it back up, do it some more. There's no timeline here. There's no, you don't, it's not a race.
Yeah. You want to do each of the four parts one at a time, complete one before the next, but you're not on a strict time limit, you know, and that partially is just because of the possibilities of technology here that we're able to provide all of the material for each individual's access at their own pace. Whereas before, if you had a big class, you'd have to all do it at the same time. You'd have to be in the same room at the same time, and it would necessitate a certain schedule. But that's not the case here. So, yeah, absolutely. This isn't disciplinary education. This isn't what they ground you through for those first 12 years of your education and possibly beyond. We're not out to get you. We're on your side. We're mellow. But we know about this stuff, and we have put ourselves through it. We know what we're talking about, and we want you to have the smoothest and most impactful experience that's possible for you. So be nice to yourself. Do the work, but be nice to yourself. Enjoy it all. It's all about you.
Oh, make an oath to complete the entire course and to enjoy all of it. Even if it gets scary, even if it gets difficult, enjoy those feelings too. And what's more, enjoy yourself how you've been and how you are now, regardless of what anyone else tells you, regardless of that voice inside your head that tells you you're not good enough and you're a piece of shit and you're this and you're that. Just don't even listen to that anymore. Just determine, in fact, determine to enjoy even that. Just laugh at that fucking thing. You know, yeah. just wake up to what's going on and enjoy it. No one can take away authentic enjoyment of life from you. The only one who can take that away is you.
That's right. The difference isn't between good and bad, pleasant, unpleasant, scary and not scary. The difference that's important for the purpose of this course is between wasting away and adventure. Adventure contains all of the opposites within it, but boy, you're living. And on that note, we're going to let you live. Move on to part one whenever you're ready. Make sure to review all of the materials provided in the introduction section before you do. Enjoy. And get ready.
Have a great course, folks. I'm looking forward to it.
Take care. We'll see you in all of the other materials.
Enjoy.
All right, folks, hope you enjoyed that. Whatever it was we said, we don't quite remember right now. It was an inspired moment, and it's gone forever.
Well, it's still there for you to listen to, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Well, hopefully that gave you a little bit of a sense of what's in store in the Radical Undoing 101 course.
And yeah. Click the link below, and we're giving away a bunch of stuff with it as well. So it's kind of like you get another full range of experience. You'll be able to get one of the courses we've done for a larger course for somebody online. We'll just leave it as a surprise, but you get full access to another course that's pretty much a month long experience as well.
So a pretty awesome course.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome package, I'd say. But I have to.
Plus a session.
You are in time for that. That's limited time only.
That's going to be during a certain moment. But yeah, a session. And, kind of a full-on experience, really.
All right, folks. And we will be back at you, too, because we've been away too long, and it's fun to do these things. So,
yeah, I have a feeling we will do another one very soon.
In fact, we may have done another one already.
We may have. All right.
Good night, day, morning, afternoon.
Have fun.